education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
I know those words. Look at that.
It's an all Duran Duran computer corner. I brought the old CD anyway.
Good thing we only have, 35, 38 minutes left, something like that?
Well, I mean, it's just, all the rejoiners.
Right.
We made reference to our weekly newsletter in the last segment. If you are not a current subscriber and would like a spam-free, ad-free, very informative newsletter.
Wait a minute. If you're not a current subscriber, first of all, shame on you.
Shame, shame.
Shame. Then let's tell you how you can get hooked up.
We give you tips of the week, keyboard shortcuts of the week, suggestions to update software. The Easter Bunny wrap this week. You're gonna have to get that all loaded up so that you can play that through the system here. A free Gmail invite, all kinds of stuff. My weekly newspaper column. You can get a copy of that as well. So check that out at datadoctors.com. You can click on the newsletter section in the free help area, or the radio show section, or whatever, right?
You just go anywhere you can, and you just type in "can" and click on whatever you see.
For sure. Let's start the whole thing off with Rick, who's got some kind of maliciousness, delicious, malicious something going on in your machine, huh, Rick?
Well, Rick's gone. This is his wife.
Well, we'd much rather talk to the wife anyway.
But we're going
to
call you Rick.
No. We'll call her Miss.
You can call me Rick.
Mrs. Rick.
You can call me Vida.
Vida.
Right.
I like Vida better.
Thank you.
I'm sure nobody ever turned Vida into like Velveeta or anything like that, right?
All the time.
Yeah.
No. That was her sister was Vel. And this is Vida.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Well, it was my aunt.
Your aunt was Vel. See, I knew somebody in the family. So what's going on with that compact Q?
Well, it's not a compact Q. It's HP Pavilion.
Oh, okay. It's a Pavlivian. Okay.
Pretty much the same thing.
Same company now.
Okay. We have Norton Antivirus.
All right.
And starting a couple of weeks, about the 15th, we have an alert that comes up every time we turn the computer on.
Yes.
And it says object, file system object, activity, get special folder. Your computer is halted and needs to do something about this script. And it's in documents and settings, all users, start menu, program, start up, Microsoft Windows, HTA.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's not a good one.
I do things big.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, you've definitely been infected by one of the worm slash Trojan slash hijack slash slash.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking that she's lying to us. First of all, it's not Rick, and we thought it was Rick.
Oh.
Second of all, it's not a compact, and we thought it was a compact.
Right.
And third of all,
is it at least Windows XP?
XP Professional.
Hey, one for three. Okay.
here's what I'd probably recommend, because that can get pretty complicated and involved.
Okay.
If you go to Symantec's Antivirus Research Center, SARC.com.
Okay.
SARC.com. You can search for that. What is it? Microsoft.hta. Is that what you have on that one?
Right.
Yeah. You can actually put that into search condition. You'll get all kinds of responses. That will say, okay, here's what you can do. This is like manual removal processes. Sometimes they have tools to remove it. There's so many variations of that. It's really, over the phone, it's going to be a little tough to tell you exactly.
You're going to find step-by-step instructions when you get to the answer for this. There's a very important step that people skip a lot.
Yes.
That is something, it'll have to do with disabling the system restore while you're going to do this and then re-enabling it when you're done. Just be aware that step's there. It is important to make sure you follow that step
it's
when you get to that point.
Critical.
Okay.
It's like the most common thing we see with people with Windows XP that they don't do that you need to do.
See, what happens is Windows XP automatically makes backups of your system every time you restart the machine.
Right.
So that means it'll have copies of this worm and this maliciousness, this delicious maliciousness in those restore files. So in order to clean those, you have to disable everything, which will get rid of all that.
Okay, is it only in the restore files from the time that it first showed up?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What you want to do is just
go back.
What you want to do is follow. Well, yeah, it depends on when you contracted it, which you probably have no idea when, right?
Well, yeah, it's either the 14th or the 15th of March, and I haven't really done anything big that I can lose in the meantime.
I wouldn't suggest trying to roll it back because it's in there, and you want to get rid of it the right way.
Alrighty.
So I guess the instructions are to follow the instructions.
Okay.
To the they have a number 1 and then a number 2 and then a number 3. follow them. Yeah, yeah. And don't skip any steps thinking, oh, I don't need to do that.
Alrighty.
All right.
And next time, don't tell us your name is Rick. Jeez.
Okay, I got a real quick question. A long time ago, I recovered.
You know what? We're gonna run out of time. We'll put you on hold.
Vita's now on hold.
Yes.
Sit tight right there, Vita. We're gonna help you out because we can and because we care. It's Ken and Brandon. It's the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR. We're gonna be back right after the news, so stick around. Lots more show coming up, including our Geek Speak of the Week. You don't want to miss this one.
We'll try not to be too cheesy.